As we were walking to Ne'ilas HaChag in my shul, it was misty. If anyone realized at the end, it was rainy. The end of Simchas Torah. And, this is not having mishap. I mentioned as we were walking to shul, I said, I don't like this weather. So my son asked me, Akiva, he said, Abba, I don't understand. If you don't like this weather, so why do you start saying Mashiva Ruach Umar Ragesh? Said Akiva, that's a great question. Rabbi said, I'd like to answer that question. We find ourselves now, Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvin. Koznetz Magid said, Mar Cheshvin, the Lashon of Mar Cheshvin, is from the Gemara, is like the Gemara. Gemara says you can't daven next to, if you're by a Beis HaKisa, if you're walking out of a Beis HaKisa, you can't start speaking Divrei Tefillah right away within Dalet Ab. Ar Chushe Merachshe Sfase. His lips are still uttering the words. Rebbe in Yeshiva, Rav Blachman, Shlita. So Rav Blachman used to say, Ar Chushe Merachshe Sfase. The Gemara sounds like he's still uttering the words. The Gemara says you have to be mafsik, Dalet Amos, from the Beis HaKnesses to go to the Beis HaKisa, because otherwise it's still on his lips. Ar Chushe Merachshe Sfase. So Rav Blachman used to say, what, his lips are moving? He used to say, what is it? He like touch his lips, like, you're actually, his svasayim are moving? So the answer is no. The svasayim are not actually physically moving, but within Dalet Amos of a tefillah, I'm impacted. I'm still in that zone. I'm still in that matzav. I'm still affected by those words. It's ki'ilu, zokta Gemara. Ki'ilu archushe merachshe svasay. Ki'ilu, his dvar, his svasayim are still being merachish, those words. So the Koznetz Magid says that's the lashon of Mar Cheshvin. Archushe merachshe svasay. The words kikara ve'lecha adover ma'od. The words b'fichu b'vav chalasoisa. The words of tshuva. The words of dveikus b'akadosh baruch hu. The avoida that we all had that was so le'elu le'elu, as we said in Kaddish. In these yomim noroim, and these yomim of atem adveikim b'ashem kulchem hayoim. Such dveikus that we had, so we enter into Mar Cheshvin, and it's our chushe merachshe svase. It's still on our tongue, it's on the tip of our tongue. We're still speaking those words. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us, on Daf Kuftes Zayin Amud Aleph, a fascinating Gemara. It really needs some hesber. The Gemara says that the Umos HaOilam came to Bilam HaRosha at Maimed Har Sinai. And they asked Bilam HaRosha, what's happening? You all know this Gemara. You know the phrase of this Gemara. The Gemara says that they said, Hashem Lemabul Yashov. Anyone know where they know that from, Rabbi Yisai? Kabbalah Shabbos. You say it every Friday night, so let's get shot in that language. Hashem Lemabul Yashov. So the Umos HaOilam asked Bilam HaRosha, is there going to be another Mabul? Punk that Maimed Har Sinai, they're asking, is there going to be another Mabul? And what does Bilam HaRosha answer? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised that he's not going to bring waters. So the Umos HaOilam continued chepering Bilam. So maybe he's going to bring Esh? So the Bilam said, no, I don't think he's going to do that either. So then the Umos HaOilam answered, ah. When Bilam told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now giving Hashem Oiz Li'amo Yite. Zok the Gemara in Zvachim, Hashem has a special present for Bonov. Matana lebanov shehu loikeach mi beis gnozov, says the Gemara. V'toyrish shema. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving matan Torah. That's pshat. That's why you feel like there's a mabul. That's why you feel like the heavens are open, that there's about to be something major that's happening right now. That's what Bilam answers them. Hashem lamabul yoshev? No. Hashem oiz li'amo yitain, says the Gemara. Oh. So you know what they answer? Hashem yivorech es amu bashol. The Umos HaOlam answered, really? Ah, if so, then Hashem is blessing his nation, Bashalom, in peace. Just like the bracha you just said, Amavarech Hasam Yisrael Bashalom. What is that Bashalom? What did the Umos HaOlam mean? Why did they respond with that line? What bechlal is going on in this Gemara? What's the Shaychus Rabbi say between Matan Torah and Mabul? So Rabbi say, I just saw something halik in the Yismach Yisrael. The Rebbe Mi Alexander, he says, a Meirid Gevar. He says, the Zohar writes, at the Dora Mabul, they were Roy, and if they would have not messed up, it would have been, says the Zohar, would have been Roy for Matan Torah right now. And the heavens opened up to be Mashpia, and there was a chance that the ultimate outcome would be Matan Torah right there, not Dore Doris later with Moshe Rabbeinu. But what happened? Rashi tells us what happened, Rabbi said. There wasn't a Kli Kibul to be able to be Mekabel the Torah. Lo nechtom gzardinom ela ala what? Ela ala geza. It wasn't the Arayis. It wasn't the Shvichas Domim. Once they weren't able to be a Kli, alts the nation, alts the people, to be Mekabel the Torah, so then ultimately what happened? There was a Mabul. And the reverse happened. The heavens were already open. It was either Maimon Har Sinai or it was a Mabul. What's the raya? What's the proof? The same exact thing happened at Maimon Har Sinai. And the Umos HaOlam turned to Bilam and they said, we've seen this before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to destroy the world. And Bilam reassured them and he said, No. Hashem oizli amayitein. This is the real McCoy. This is when it's happening. This is what was supposed to happen. This is the original plan. So you know what the Umos HaOlam responded, my Rabbi Sai? Ah! There's something in this door that didn't exist in the door of Mabul. What was it, Rabbi Sai? Shalom! Hashem Yivorech Esamo Bashalom! That's the key! It must be that there's a matzav of Shalom. There's a Kli Kibul. There's a receptacle here to be able to be a Maimed Har Sinai. How do you know this, Rabbi Sai? I spoke about this last year. What was the tnai, the condition to be Mekabel the Torah, Rabbi Sai? You know, everyone reads the Rashi. Oh, such a beautiful thing. Achtus. No. You can't have Kabbalah Satorah, Zok, the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, if you don't have Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. You have to be a Kli Kibul. The liquid is just going to seep through the cup if there are piercings in the hole. If there's piercings in the cup, it's not going to be a Kli. It's not going to be able to be retained. Says the Torah, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, Memela what? Memela you can have a Parshas Yisro. Memela you could have a Matan Torah. But Rabbi Sai, the Gemara in Zvachim is commenting on our Parsha. And the Umos HaOlam are telling this. They're the ones who are saying this. Ah, I see the difference between the door of the Mabul and the door of Am Yisrael Matan Torah, where the heavens opened up and they actually, things came into fruition and there was a Matan Torah. So what does that mean? It means it's Hashem Yivorech Esamo Bashalom. It means there's a Matzav of Shalom. It means Klal Yisrael Shalom. It means they're a complete vessel over here. It means they can actually receive something. It means they fulfilled the Tanai. It means there's actually Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. The Umos HaOlam are being Moide. Why wasn't there Maimed Har Sinai? By the Dor HaMabul? Shaloi Nechtam Gzardinam Ela Alo Gazam. Chomos. Because of the way we interacted with one another. That's ultimately what the Mabul was. The whole Mabul could have been avoided. It could have been the greatest point in history. Jewish history would have changed, according to the Zohar. It's a Zohar. If what? If we would have known how to interact with each other. If we would have connected to one another. If we would have been one Chabura. Where have Rabbi Sai? We just finished an unbelievable Yontif. A Yontif that's filled with what concept? Interconnection. being one group, caring for one another. Yismach Moshe says, you know what Noach's problem was? Noach was a tzaddik. You know what his problem was? He didn't daven for the Dor HaMabul, right? As we know, the Haftorah says, Mei Noach. Mei Noach, the Sfarim explain, because he didn't daven. Zohar, another Zohar says, Mei Noach, because he didn't daven for the other for the rest of the people. I understand, if he's a tzaddik, why didn't he daven? So you know what the Yismach Meishet says? He says, Yavad, he davened. He davened like we all daven. But he didn't make their tzara my tzara. He wasn't makdim what the Arizal says before you start davening. The words you have to say before you start saying Maidani, before you start davening, before you say Birkas HaTorah, before you start all the brachas, you have to say Vahavta L'Recha Kamecha. What's pshat in that? I never understood that Arizal. Zok to Yismach Meishe, your tefillah is not your tefillah. If you want to really be Mekayim tefillah b'tzibur, if you want to really be Mekayim davening with a minyan, Zok to Koshnitzer Magid, it's not enough just to daven with 10 people in the room. Because if everyone's davening for their own zach, so then you know what? It's tefillah b'yechidus. It just happens to be a group of 10 people. Do you know what tefillah b'tzibur is? Understanding what your chaver is going through. Understanding that what he is being mispal for is what I should be mispal for. That's what Noach was missing. That's what main Noach was. A mesiras nefesh for my friend Sarah. Understanding what the people around me are going through. Connecting to one another. Going out of our comfort zone. Making Bein Odom L'Chavero a priority, Rabbi Yisai. I'm so sick of hearing Yeshiva Bachram talk over Reb Chaim's and Toisisim and Shtiklech Torah, and they have no common decency for one another. They don't care about the tzara that another person is going through. They don't ever ask another person. It's not yeshivish to be. It's awkward. It's awkward to be nice. It's awkward. Are you crazy? There's two sets of Aser Sadibros, Rabbi Yisai. Where in the world did that set go? Why is that not on the radar? Why is it only off? You could say Yishtikul Torah, so then you're Chashiv. Why? That was Noach's problem. Noach didn't have Mesiras Nefesh in his tefillah for other people. You know what Mei Noach is? Mei Noach is Mechaini Nomi Sifrecho. Mei Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me out of Parshas Tetzaveh. Mei Noach. Mechaini. That was the tikkun for Noach. Mechaini no. The same exact oisiyos. Understanding what it means to be connected to another yid. Not just saying a vart of every single hadas and the arova and the esrog. It represents different Jews. Yeah, hallelujah, very nice. What does that mean? How does that affect your life? Kol Yisrael, Yeshvu, Basuka, Achas, yeah, Achtos, yeah. So I could say a shtekel Torah with Achtos. Very nice. But can you act Achtos? Can you actually connect to one another? But he said, we just finished Shmini Atzeres. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kosha Alai Prey Daschen. So there's a Meiridik of Vart from the Imre Emes. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's hard for me. Stay one more day. I don't want you to leave me. Rabbi said, it's an Alta Kasha. I got to be Meiridi on the Al Emes, Rabbi said. I didn't do well on visiting day in camp. When my parents came, it made the matzav worse. I was that kid that was running after the car out to on the way out to the camp. And Lamaisa, if you would ask me as a parent right now, I don't think visiting day is a smart idea. Were it not for the tips of the counselors, I don't think it should be done. So Rabbi Yisai, I have the same kasha on the Rabbi Nishlo. So you're making one more day. So it's not going to be kasha alai predascha. So it's not going to be Maisif, kol Maisif gairea. We just learned in last week's parsha. Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? Why are you adding one more day? It's just going to be the same issue. It's going to be visiting day once again. Says the Imre Emes, no, you're misunderstanding Kosha Alay Predask. Ah, Rabbi Yisai, you need to pay me after this word. I'll collect afterwards. Kosha Alay Predaskim Zoch the Imre Emes, not between me and you. Kosha Alay Predaskim. Now everyone's going to go into their own individual lives. I'm taking this course, and I'm doing this job, and I'm in this college, and I'm in this yeshiva, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. And Sukkos was nice. We all got connected. We all connected to one another, and we all had a nice time. But you know what? Done. Kaput. We're not connected once again. Zokter Rebbeinu Shalom, Kosha Alai, Predaschem. No. Let's make a yontif that's just focused on the we, on the us. Let's start connecting to one another. Let's start caring about one another. Let's start making things a little awkward, Rabbi Isai. I don't like this when guys say, nah, that's awkward. That's awkward. So be a little awkward. It's worth it. It's worth the schar noy l'mahabed to be a little awkward. Go out of your comfort zone a little bit. Care about one another. Be involved in one another. Make bein odom l'chaveru as choshev as bein odom l'makom. Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem, Rabbi Isai. It doesn't say ben ato l'Hashem aleikeichem. Means licked in bonim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem is that you're goyris your chaver. Is that you're goyris yenim. I suffer from this, Rabbi Isai. Salacha, you guys also suffer from this. Every yeshiva guy suffers from this. For some reason, there was some, like, kol koire that midas, that was like, that's Reform Yiddishkeit. No, not anymore. Not anymore. So, by the Reform, it's driving a car on Shabbos. By them, it's doing the whatever. And by us, it's no midas. Why? Why? Where did that come from? I have no idea. I don't have chat. But it drives me nuts. Because it's treifa Torah. And the umas ha'olam are telling us this. Hashem yivorech esama b'shalot. That's the only way to be mekabel the Torah. The only true way to be mekabel the Torah is without a preda. It's not a meinoyach, it's a mecheni. Of a'atul recha kamoicha. It's to think about your chaver. Just as much as you think about the sugya. Rabbi said there are so many times that I sit with boys and they feel out of the chabura. They feel they're not connected anymore. In this yeshiva. Why? Why aren't we remembering about everyone? Why are we excluding other people? Why? So what? You think the Esrog looks exactly like the Hadas? And yet it has to be connected? You think the Lulav is exactly like the Arava? And yet it has to be the Chabura? None of them looked or smelled the same. None of them do the same thing. They all have different jobs. They all have different tafkidim. And yet the Rabbeinu Shalom says, take them and put an egget around them. And connect them. And be involved with them. Put them all in one sukkah. Put them all in one sukkah. Heard a Meira Dikavart. This is going to have to pay me double for it. From the Yid HaKadosh. Ah, wow. Gemara in Sukkah says that Klal Yisrael, when they were at the Simchas Beis HaShoyeva, they were misnamnim. So the Gemara starts off, Lo ra'i eneim shena. Gemara says that they were dancing at the Simchas Beis Shueva. They were mamish, like it was unbelievable. The whole week at Simchas Beis Shueva, their eyes never saw sleep. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Sukkah. So Gemara says it's lo yitochin. Gemara says it's shaloi kedin. The Gemara says in Shavuos, if you take a Shavua, shaloi ishan gimel yamim, what's the halacha? Rabbi Yisai, what's the halacha? Come on, where are the briskers? Rabbi Yisai, come on, let's go. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? Shaloi ishan gimel yamim? Mar says the shvua shav, right? Mar says you're chayav a shvua shav because it's impossible not to sleep for 3 days. So the Gemara says, so how could it be? How could it be that the whole week Simchas Beis Shueva they weren't sleeping? Lo yarosh einayim shena, they weren't sleeping. So the Gemara answers, no. Hayu misnamnim al kasvo de chaver. They fell asleep on the shoulder of their chaver. So the Gemara is a pillow. So they did sleep. So they slept. So what's pshat? So listen to the pshat of the Yid HaKadosh. Listen to this Meiridika pshat. I heard this from Rav Ram Shor. Meiridika pshat. The Yid HaKadosh said, no, you need to understand something. When you're working, and I'm connected to you, and I'm misnamnim al kasvi de chaveru, so I could be sleeping, and you could be working, and we're one entity, and that's as if I am being Oyved as HaKadosh Baruch. I'll give you a moshel. Rabbi Isai, I'm in the middle of shaking lulav, and my left hand falls asleep. Or I'm in the middle of putting tefillin, and my right hand falls asleep. Is it yitochin that my right hand is not yoytz in the mitzvah because it fell asleep? No, it's not yitochin. Zok the Yid HaKadosh, that's pshat in the Gemara and Sukkah. Hayu misnamnei b'al kasvei dechaveiro? Since they created such a matzav of a connection, of being one entity, intertwined, caring, devoted to one another, when the other one was dancing and this one was schluffing, it was as if the guy schluffing was still dancing. Lairo einayim shena. They were still being oivid in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it became one entity of bonim atem l'Hashem aleikechem. If you're so involved and so engrossed in the needs of your friend, in the growth of your friend, in the issues of your friend, in the avodah of your friend, and we're mamish, like the Yerushalmi says, one guf, kol Yisrael areivim zeh lazeh, memela, you're still being oivid, even though you're sleeping. It's a hafla dikazach. I could be in bed, and there could be a shtark guy who's steiging, and I get schar, Talmud Torah, according to the Yidah Kaddish. It's murder, Dick Rabbi. You better start doing achlas just for that reason alone, Rabbi. Say, it's the easy route. It's the easy route to Eilam Haba. You get mamish schar Talmud Torah. But Rabbi said, that's the vort. That's the vort. The vort is saying, v'haftal reich kamoicha, before I speak to HaKadosh Baruch. The vort is solidifying our chabur. The vort is solidifying the messages that we learned over Sukkos and that we were involved with on Sukkos, and now allow it to be our chushay merachshay al svosai. That it's still uttering off of our lips. Don't let it dissipate. Don't come back into the base measures and say, no, now it's my Talmud Torah, I don't care. That's not what it's about. There's two parts of the luchos. And you need to be a kli kibul in order to be in kabbalah luchos. Otherwise you have a dor amab. Otherwise you had a chance for kabbalah satira and it's amab. It's exactly what the Zohar said happened. It's exactly pshat in the Gemara and Zvochim, in the conversation between the Umos HaOlam and Bilam. The Umos HaOlam recognized this, everybody said. How could we not recognize this? How could we not understand this? It doesn't mean just doing a chesed. It doesn't mean just, you know, saying hello to one another. Avada, I mean that. But I mean, Rabbi say, it's time to bring Mashiach. It's time to get involved. It's time to get awkward. It's time to really care. It's time to put our midas, our haracha of one another, how much we value one another, in the front of our avoda. The primary. Just as much as I'm steiging and I'm growing and I'm from and I'm growing in Ruchnius and being on the Lamakam, and I don't want to belittle that, Rabbi Yisai. But it has to be hand in hand. It has to be with a keli. And it can't be at the expense of anything else. There is no heter whatsoever. And if anything, it's Maitzi Shemra on the Torah. Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, the Madrichim told me that we're starting Chaburas up. But the Olam doesn't seem to be interested. No one seemed to be signing up. You know what that means? It means I'll worry about my own life. I'll worry about my avoda. And I'm not involved and I'm not intertwined into the avoda of my Chabura. It means there's going to be a mabul. I don't know what pshat in that mabul is, but it means I'm on my own. And I'm not interconnecting with other guys. No. That's not morning seder. That's not night seder. That's not Kabbalah Satir. That's not Hashem Yivarech Esamo Bashol. That means I am not putting my chaverim, my aguda, my chavero on par with my avodas Hashem. Because I know everyone here, Baruch Hashem, is very makbid on their starim. It's very makbid on their Yiddishkeit, it's very makbid on their tefillah. And it's poshut to them that if we would have a sign-up sheet for that, Rabbi Yisai, if we actually needed to know and have an attendance sheet about tefillah b'tzibur, I think we would do pretty well. So why are we doing well with also taking care and joining chaburas that's going to strengthen the avodas Hashem of other people? Why are we being achrayi on that? Why? Why when it comes to that? You know why? Because I have a heter. It's called my own avodas Hashem. He doesn't have to be involved with me. I don't need to be involved with him. And Gehendik, Sukkos is over, Rabbi. Sukkos is over. Shmini Atzeres is done. Kashalei Predaschem, that was over. Done. Now we're back to our own lifestyles, our own situations. You missed the boat. You mamish missed the boat. You missed Sukkis. Rabbeisai, you guys more than anyone, I expect more from. Chabura, chabura, chabura. Aguda, aguda, aguda. Why? Why? Why aren't guys signing up? Why? Yigiyah zman, Rabbeisai. It's time to take care of each other. In chaburas, in speaking to the guys that are not in this room, Rabbeisai, there are many, many. How many guys are in here right now? 45? How many guys are there in front of Tiv? 120? 60? Something like that. Something big like that. A big number, Rabbeisai. There are a lot of guys that are not here. There are a lot of guys that need chizuk. There are a lot of guys that are in different shiurim that you don't normally interact with. I get it. I'm not saying it should be at the cheshbin of your Yerushalayim and your Avodas Hashem. I'm not saying that you should get involved and go places. That's a sakona for you. Chalila v'chas, Rabbeisai, I'll give you a separate shmuz, which I think I have, that you shouldn't. And I've spoken to you, many of you privately about that. Where something is going to be at the expense of your kesher with the Eibishter, that's not a place where you should go. Should not use kiruv or connection in order to now put a sakona on your Avodas Hashem. But to take the opposite extreme and to say, he's over there and I'm over here. I'm just not interested. I'm not in a mutterdik way, in a chizikdik way. I'm not going to actually care at all. So then there's something missing. Then there's some problem. The boy said, we need to make chazik this. We just had a beautiful yontif. There's no better zman. Parshas Noach. Where this is mamish what happened in the history of the Torah. In Dor HaMabul. There was no Hashem Yivorech Esamu Basholom. This is the Zman to be Mechazikit. To take the Yisaitis. To take everything that was so posh to us. Last week, the week before, and the week before. And now when the Zman is to keep those Diburim going. Aruch She'Rachshei Asfosai. To now make it a reality. To sign up for the Chaburis. To connect to one another, to be mechazik one another, to be involved with one another, to care for one another, to give a guy a phone call who you don't usually give him a phone call. Yeah, it's a little awkward. Send him a text, Rabbeisai. It'll go a long way. Just the fact that you care, just the fact that someone who's hiding in his corner, not doing well in YU, and is now on that spiral slope that we all know about that exists in YU, unfortunately, for some guys, and no one's lending him out a rope to save him. You be that guy. You be matzil oilam molly, like the Gemara says. You could save the world. But not like it says on a Wheaties box. I'm saying emistic. Save the world. Save a neshama. Save a neshama kedosha. And let's join the chaburis. Let's be mechazik each other. The teretz to my son's kasha. I said to him, remember he asked me, Abba, why are you saying Mashiva Ruach if you said you don't want it to rain? So I said to my son, because I don't only daven for myself. I daven for other people also. And I know in Idaho, there's a guy's farm who needs it. And the world needs those potatoes. Okay, so it's not just about my selfish interests. That's what Mashiva Ruach. That's what the tefillah at the end of Yontif is all about. It's about understanding that I'm part of a bigger picture. And that when I'm being mispalo, like the Kuznetsov Magid said, real tefillah b'tzibur is to start v'ahavta l'reach kamoicha. Real tefillah b'tzibur is mesiras nefesh for other people, like Mecheni, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and not like Menoyach. That's what real tefillah b'tzibur is. So Rabbeisai, we capitalize this, we're going to bring Mashiach. There is no better nachas that the Rabbeinu Shalom will get than this avodah. Because this is his kids, and this is his Baruch Hashem, his nachas from his family. You ask any one of your parents, the worst situation, the worst feeling they have, I can tell you as a parent myself, is when the kids don't get along. It's when the kids don't care about each other. It's when the kids aren't interacting with each other. And the biggest nachas is vice versa. When what? When they take care of each other. When they're involved with one another. when they're mamish bonim and achim to one another. The old saying, you know what Gehenim is? Gehenim is when you have kids fighting over the Yerusha. That's Gehenim. There's emes to that. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the nachas that he wants after Shmini Atzeres, which is on the 52nd day from Rosh Chodesh Elo Rabbeisai. 52nd is what? Oisiyos Nin Beis is when you become a ben. When you become Atem Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeinu. You now are a mishpacha. You're now tight with the Eishter. Kosha Alay Prey Daschem. This matzav of Bonim. I want to keep this going. I want this reality to continue. Don't bring a mabu. Bring Hashem l'mabu Yoshev v'yishev Hashem elom Hashem ozem oitem Hashem yivorech esam l'mashal. That's what we need to focus on, Rabbi Yisai. That's what a lot of B'nai Torah need to focus on. But this is my pet peeve. I don't chap. I really don't chap. I don't understand the havamim and I don't understand the maskan. I don't get it. It's mamish. The Ramban says they're equated, they're mamish, they're shava b'shava. How could you have one without the other? How could a yeshiva guy say a Meshech Chochma when he doesn't know what every Meshech Chochma is about? A yeshiva guy that doesn't care about his chaver, mamish can't say over a Meshech Chochma. You don't know who the Meshech Chochma was if you're saying a shtickle Torah like that. That's who the Or Sameach was all about. That's Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker was so involved in the tzaras of Acherim that when the other people had to go to war, he wouldn't sleep on a bed. Because that's my tzara. That's my tzara, Zok Reb Chaim. How could I sleep on a pillow? How could this person go through this tzara and I'm involved and I'm still fine? I can't function. That's what it means to be Aguda Achas. Rabbi said, let's capitalize on this. Let's spread this message. Let's make this is Pasha. This is the ABCs. Just like we wake up, we say Moida'ani, we say brachos on our tzitzis, so we say v'haftal reicha kamaicha. It should mamish come off our tongue. This should be memela. This should be automatic. And start with signing up for the chaburas. Because that is what it is. It's just guys getting up there, preparing, I don't know exactly the details, once every 5 weeks you could hear the details from the older chevra, and they prepare once a week to be mechazik in a certain inyan, to share certain ideas, but also to be a chabura, to establish an entity that I exist with you, you exist with me, we are a collective entity, we are not doing this alone. Because if you do things alone, Rabbi Yisai, guess what? You become your own CEO, guess what? You go into your own closet, you go into your own dorm room. Rabbi, I'm gonna learn morning sitter in my room, okay? I'll be good, I'll be on my own, I'm gonna do my own thing. You all know what that means. We all know what that means. We all know that lingo. I'm my own boss. Oh boy. Oh boy. We need a chabura. We need a group. We need a corporation, everybody said. We need to work together. That's the best way to bring the full package. And Avodas Hashem. So everybody say, let's start with the chaburas. But let's try to implement this in any ways possible. To spread this shava b'shava of achdus, of aguda, the yisoidus of yom noroim, of kosha alay perdaschem, of bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, and emir tzashem, we're going to be able to follow in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu, of mecheni nami sifrecha, instead of ending up with the reality of mei noyach, which ultimately led to a dor hamabo. What do we got? What do we got?
Here. Because the balls.